views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a living lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about bullies. You had better listen or else. Just kidding. If you've ever been bullied or have bullies around you, we hope you will find this show interesting and informative. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, talk to me.
Well, I know one of the things that you love about this show is how we uncover the energies and emotions around these different topics. So let's talk about what bullying is.
Okay.
So bullying is the natural result of programming. So let's review a little bit. Programming is when you force, trick, manipulate, or seduce yourself or someone else to get things done. That's programming. So let's go to the dictionary for bullying. It's the dictionary definition of bullying is using superior strength or influence to intimidate someone, typically to force them or to do what you want. So the key word there is force. So programming is a form of force. Bullying is a form of force. Huh.
Well, okay, Jason, we need a little bit of clarity here, because around us, there's bullying everywhere if your definitions are accurate.
Well, that's true. And
okay.
You don't have to be an intuitive to figure out that the whole world is starting to bully each other. Everybody's bullying everybody else.
Right.
It's all around us. It's in different sectors. It's on this playground. It's at work. It's at the PTA, it's in your own home. And so—
Not in this house.
What we're trying to uncover today is kind of get a feel for why that is. And if you understand programming, which is what our culture is, if you want some more information, you go back to our show on programming and get some more in-depth information. But we live in a programming culture where instead of uncovering who you are, we force people, we force ourselves to do certain things, to be a certain way. And let's take the definition of success. I like that because I'm going to relate the two to programming, bullying, and success. Success is an accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Well, in a programming culture, how do we accomplish an aim or purpose? Well, it's been commonly described success. A successful person is someone who's focused, has self-discipline, self-control. Well, that could easily be bullying. And a lot of what we consider great leaders are people who have gone to the top because they have forced their way up the ladder.
Well, okay.
Or another way of saying that is bullying their way up the ladder.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go with that one for the moment. Jason, this is not clear. We're not, I'm hearing all these words, but I'm not getting a defined how don't I bully, or how do I stop someone from bullying?
Well, and we're going to talk more about that in the next segment.
Okay.
But in this segment, what I'm trying to do is have people understand what bullying is.
Okay.
And if you understand the definition of success, we see great leaders, we call them a strong leader. If we see someone who's in a leadership position, we look for traits of strength, focus, discipline, and oh, by the way, that's very close to the definition of programming, which is very close to the definition of bullying.
Okay.
And I'm making that association because it's really important.
Okay. All right. And that's exactly what I wanted to hear you say. So go ahead.
Well, in a programming culture, and this is kind of this concept is kind of way out there. So if you're driving, I don't want you to go off the road or do anything rash. But in a programming culture, bullying just makes sense.
Come on, Jason. What do you mean by that? That doesn't make sense.
If we're used to forcing ourselves and other people to get what we want, then that's kind of bullying by definition.
Yeah, that's true.
If that's all we have, if that's the only tools we have in our toolbox, that's kind of bullying. Now, a lot of people go up to the line but don't cross it by doing things like saying please. You know, That's manipulating or tricking or seducing.
Exactly.
You know, as opposed to, you know, if Patricia and I are trying to figure out where to go to dinner, I might say, oh, wouldn't it be nice to go have Chinese? And I know she doesn't really like Chinese that much. So I always get the face when I say, well, let's go Chinese. So actually, where we are now, there is no Chinese. So,
so
that doesn't happen.
Works for me.
Yeah. But I could say, we're going to get Chinese tonight. That's forcing. But I could say, oh, Patricia, wouldn't it be nice if we went to had Chinese food tonight? And I still get the face. It's not much different other than it just feels a little bit more graceful. Or I could say, oh, well, if we go to Chinese tonight, then you can choose the restaurant tomorrow. That's a form of manipulating.
And by the way,
seducing.
There's only two restaurants here in town. So anyway.
That's not part of the point here.
Oh, I missed it.
So if you understand that in this culture of programming, bullying is the natural result of being programmed. And what's happening is we're programming ourselves more and more and more.
So am I correct that when people are used to being programmed and forcing themselves, it's just easier to reprogram? Is that what you're saying?
It's just easier to bully.
Just easier to bully. Oh, of course.
You know,
course.
And what we don't see are the side effects of programming.
Okay.
All of us would agree that bullying's bad. We don't want to bully.
We certainly see it when one of our children is being bullied.
Right.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of these anti-bullying programs where they try and reprogram you using the same method to get you to stop bullying. But if you understand that programming is the problem, reprogramming someone, you're just forcing them to do something else as opposed to changing the frame at its root, at its core, at its foundation.
Okay, you started to say something. What are the side effects of bullying?
We all hate to be bullied. Anger, resentment, resistance in the future. And a lot of times, bullying is like a drug, where if I force you to go to Chinese one night, next week, I'm going to have to force you even more.
Well,
or seduce you, I
want to go back to resistance in the future. Just a little footnote. When I was a kid, both of my parents bullied a lot. My mother was a master at it. And she would say things like, of course, she never said this to my brothers and sisters. She only said it to me. But she'd say—
That's another issue, sweetie.
She said things like, If you don't do what I want, if you get in there and do what I said, or I'm going to knock you into Christmas. Well, one time she said it to me, and it was about 2 weeks before Christmas. And so I sort of mumbled, but she did hear me. Well, that can't be that bad. Christmas is only 2 weeks away. You know, the farther away it got, the punishment must have been worse in my mind. I got to tell you, she flipped out on me because, of course, I talked back to her. And, you know, I defied, you know, what she wanted me to do. The point is that she bullied me. She bullied me all of the time.
She taught you to bully.
And she taught me to bully. So we'll talk about that. I have another story, but we'll talk about that on the other.
And that method is commonplace. We all do it.
Exactly.
And sometimes if we say, well, it doesn't matter what you do, kind of a laissez-faire type of parenting approach, that doesn't necessarily not teach you to bully. What it does, it allows you to figure out how to program yourself from other sources.
Right.
You know,
right.
Parents do this under the guise of parenting all the time, where we use self-discipline, self-control, just do it. And if Johnny comes to us and says, I don't want to do my homework, you say, you have to do your homework. You know, force yourself to do your homework. You tell them to do your homework instead of uncovering what real reasons that are in the way and then removing them.
And we do that by what?
The ecosystem approach.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points?
Bullying comes from our programming culture and is one of the worst side effects. Bullying works, but it's not sustainable and creates toxic effects that affect everyone. And that people who have been programmed all their life may only respond to bullying and programming.
I want you to stop right there and please say that one again. This is so important, everyone.
People who have been programmed all their life may only respond to bullying and programming. Okay. And then the last one is the way we train people to be successful today leads to bullying.
All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what to do about bullying in your life, whether it's being done to you, someone else close, or if you're the bully. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about bullying and what to do about bullies in your life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what can everyone do about bullying in their life?
It's simple to discuss. It's simple to say. It's not easy to do. So I just want to say that.
Okay.
Just remove the negative energy and become more conscious about the bullying dynamic. We're helping you do that right today.
Yes.
Because you're seeing that bullying comes from programming. And when you force yourself to do things, it's just natural for you to force other people. And people who bully you or people who are bullies in your life, they come upon it honestly because it's natural for us to program ourselves because that's the go-to method right now because everybody programs themselves as opposed to using an ecosystem approach. So, and the other part is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence helps you uncover the manipulations, the force, to see those things more clearly as opposed to being numb to them. We've had so many clients who have been numb to the manipulations and the force. They can be in a relationship that's where they're being bullied, but they don't seem to quite grasp it. They don't seem to quite understand the impact on them.
So you're saying that consciousness of the energy that's being used from you and around you is a key.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just what you said earlier about being bullied all your life by your parents.
Yes.
How could you get into a relationship where that bullying seems off to you?
It would be normal.
Yes. You've been programmed all your life, if you've been bullied all your life.
Well, okay, let me just make one more point. Am I correct that the lack of emotional intelligence from programming creates the false beliefs that bullies are good leaders and it's okay to be a bully? Most bullying is done unconscious and it is invisible. Am I correct?
That's correct.
All right.
The truth is that the same person could act one way toward one person and another way toward another.
Yeah.
And it could be perceived as extreme bullying to one, but the other person says, well, it's just normal. I've been programmed all my life.
Right.
Why wouldn't he act or she act that way toward me?
Right.
You know, I just expect it. And,
well, yeah.
You know, we see that all the time. So, you know, the words and frames disguise bullying like tough, focused, perfectionist, taskmaster, demanding. Those are all very positive connotations for what could be a bully.
Correct. You know, being tough and strong is often confused with being a bully. It appears to me that there's a fine line. Is that true, Jason?
There's a fine line, but sometimes there's no line. Sometimes it's just spin. You know, it's just saying, you know, that person.
We're not talking about politics today, Jason, okay?
That's one person could say, oh, I'm just being a perfectionist. Another person say, well, he's being a bully or she's being a bully.
Right. Okay, yeah, sure. I can see that.
You know, yeah. And here's the other problem is that the way we define success in our culture today
could be
defining bullying.
Yeah.
To be focused, to drive yourself, to beat yourself. And if you're driving and beating yourself, I guarantee you.
You're going to what?
Do it with other people.
Yes, or to other people. So, Jason, you've got a story about Rob Porter. And I think it's very appropriate right now.
This was in the news recently. Rob Porter was the assistant to the president, President Trump. And he couldn't get his security clearance because the FBI had uncovered that he had been abusive to two of his wives. They were both ex-wives. During this time. And it was a big story because his two wives came out and articulated the abuse in ways that were, I thought, very strong and articulate and very helpful to other women who have been abused. And these women weren't shrinking violets by any means.
Well said.
And they were very articulate. But it's a great example because Rob Porter's resume, he was very successful. He was I think a Yale graduate. He was top of his class. He had stellar recommendations and had performed on the job for many, 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 many years. But what we can see as intuitives, and this is to help you understand, this guy pushed himself, drove himself, and there was a part of him that
abused himself.
There was a part of him, that authentic part of him, that was really angry. And where did that anger go?
It went on the wives.
The wives.
And in the personal relationships. So, Jason, what could Rob Porter's wives have done to help their situation?
First of all, if you're being physically abused, this advice is not for you. If you're being physically abused, I would say—
Or your children are being physically abused in your home.
Get away.
Yes.
You know, the stuff that we're going to talk about now is not for those who are in these dire situations. So I just want to say that. That's very important.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, in our culture today, we're all being bullied to a certain degree. The bullies are being bullied by bully above
yes.
you, you know.
Right.
And but the ecosystem approach, what we do is we clear the energy. Instead of forcing yourself or forcing others to do things, clear the energy so they do. I remember a long time ago, this is when I first started to do this work, I was trying to get my teenage daughter to clean a room. And you know, I could have done the forcing, the tricking, the manipulating, the seducing, all those things to get her to do that. You know, if you clean your room, I'll give you this. If you, wouldn't it be nice if you cleaned your room? Or you better clean your room.
I remember she told me one time, this is the same situation. She said, he wanted to pay me $20. It wasn't worth it.
You should have seen her room.
Still wasn't worth it.
But I did. And this was the most effective, and she didn't even realize it.
Right.
I cleared the energy.
And guess what? The next thing you knew?
It was clean.
That room was clean. Yes.
You know, and what I know about my daughter, and, you know, she's by nature is very neat.
Yes, she is.
And, but she was, you know, there was this resistance that had to do with being a teenager.
It was
rebelling.
The rebellion. Yes, yes, exactly right.
Yes.
That's exactly
But instead
right.
of trying to trick her, force her, manipulate her, or seduce her,
right.
which is programming, I just changed the energy.
Right. I want you to go back to Rob Porter's wives. What could they have done?
The most important thing in situations like that, especially when it's close to you, fear. Fear of what's going to happen if you say goodbye. Fear of taking action. Fear of the consequences. Fear that if you're being abused, it's going to get worse if you leave or do something. The guilt. Oh, you know, what did I do? The guilt and shame. What did I do wrong? Why did I choose this guy? How come? Why didn't I see it? All those things. Those are all part of that. Instead of trying to do something or force yourself to do something, change the energy first.
So in other words, you're saying if either one of them or both of them had known about the ecosystem approach, they could have started their getting better and changing the situation, including Rob, by using the ecosystem approach and clearing the energies, the negative energies and behaviors first.
Right.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of people who have been so programmed that
true.
They can't do it any other way.
True,
they,
I understand.
They refuse to do it any other way.
But if one person starts by changing the energy of a situation, I guarantee you the energy of a situation will change. And the one thing that I want to say is that for Rob Porter's wives, the courage that they were struggling to find, they would have at least known that it was there.
They would have found it sooner,
I believe. They would have found it a lot sooner.
No, that's not judgment. That's just, you know, that's how energy works. When
exactly,
you work with energy,
exactly.
It can be very effective. And one of the things I want to say is that I'm going off a different subject, but not really. Sign up for our newsletter.
Okay.
This week's newsletter, we're going to have some clearings in there to help you with being bullied or if you have bully energy in your life. This will help you change the energy. It's so important. Our newsletters are really great because every week we have clearings that help you that are associated with the topic that we're talking about that week. So sign up for our newsletter, livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. Very simple.
So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Consciousness and emotional intelligence is the best defense against bullying. The key to confronting bullying in your life is to remove the negative energies around bullying and clear and remove negative energies like fear, guilt, so standing up to a bully is possible.
Or knowing not to stand up and when to walk away.
Exactly. And then thrive towards success is based on programming and leads to bullying.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the worst form of bullying and what you can do about it. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol The longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and today we're talking about bullying. And in this segment, we'll talk about the very worst form of bullying. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what is the worst form of bullying?
You know, after 18 years of both of us doing this work, the worst form of bullying is when you do it to yourself. And we've seen it over and over and over again. We've seen so many nice, quote-unquote nice people, right, people that are kind and considerate and gentle with their world around them. But when they have to go do something like lose weight or go on a fitness program or finish a project.
That's the worst one, or finish the project. The weight loss and the finishing the project, I think, is the worst one.
It could be for anything, actually. But
yes.
But what we see, and again, this is because we're intuitive, we see that self-talk that they do, that you will do this, you had better do this, or that is going to be hell to pay. You know, we're gonna make you do this. And when you do that to yourself, when you bully yourself, the negative effects of programming are even more acute. The anger, the resentment, the bitterness. So when you try and motivate yourself, that, you know, people say, I don't know how to motivate myself. Well, if you bully yourself,
right,
you're never going to feel motivated to do anything.
Exactly.
Because your authentic self says, well, hey, heck with you, I'm not doing nothing.
Exactly.
You treat me like that anymore, and I'm not doing anything.
I have a story about that, and it's a combination. It's both sides. When Jason and I first got together, we might have been together a couple of years, and I think I was cleaning the house. And by the way, this bully energy that I used to have, I still have to pay attention and clear it, but this bully energy that I had to get the house cleaned. It had to be done, and I had to do it perfectly and my way and all of that sort of thing. And I was trying to get him to do something and in this realm of cleaning the house. And he said to me, "Stop bullying me." And it stunned me. What do you mean? I'm not bullying you. And he said, "Oh, you are so bullying me." Well, it really, really, really upset me because I had been bullied all of my life. How is it that I was bullying him? Well, both of my parents, they bullied to get whatever they wanted. And so what had happened was I was programmed that when I wanted something done, then when I needed to get something done, I would use bully energy on either side of the spectrum to get the job done. And I just want to say it doesn't work. And especially with Jason, you don't do that. But well, also I was torturing myself. I was torturing myself with this bully behavior, and it was creating toxic energy all over the place.
Well, you know, it's been my experience that when you go into cleaning mode, it reminds me of Rambo. You know, he puts the war paint on, and he puts that little scarf around his head, and you hear that intense music. You know, I just want to.
He's waiting for the AK-47 to show up, I'm sure.
I just want to go hide in the barn or something.
but the bottom line is that I had no idea that that's how I was doing this. I just thought that that's the way it had to be done to get the job done.
Well, and what I see is that
training.
Often people who feel that they're powerless believe that there's no way that I could be a bully.
Exactly.
And often people who are powerless when they're afraid become bullies. People who are powerless and they need to control the situation become bullies, even though they don't feel in general that they're empowered in any way.
Exactly. But
that's how it becomes invisible.
That is. And here's another one of invisible. Thank you. Thank you for the segue. My way or the highway. Oh my gosh. You know, I'm right. You're wrong. No matter what. My way is the only way something can be done. Boy, is that not the truth?
Well, and here's the most important point.
Okay.
Is that the way you were able to change that
was through the clearing. Through
exactly.
Ecosystem approach.
Exactly. Most people would reprogram themselves.
Yes.
So they don't go into bully mode when they do house cleaning. But that doesn't work because programming doesn't fix programming. Programming is the problem. You know?
I just got this picture of killing the toilet. Taking the AK-47. All right, I've solved this problem.
Putting a bayonet on the plunger.
Oh, okay. That's not what we're talking about, exactly. Jason. Well,
but, you know, when you bully yourself, it leads to very toxic side effects like burnout, self-sabotage,
self-hate.
Procrastination. How many people who procrastinate have no idea that it's probably because they're programming themselves?
Exactly. Well, and here's the big one I see in a lot of people. Depression. They bullied themselves and it still didn't work whatever they wanted to get done.
And they're depressed as a result. Or anxiety.
Yes.
And addictions. Oh my gosh, addictions are connected to bullying and programming yourself.
Because addictions, if you go lift up the layers and so forth, what you're going to find is people are doing their very best to stop the pain with the addiction that either they've been bullied or they've been programmed to the point of they cannot handle it anymore.
Exactly. And when you can't handle bullying yourself, you have to escape.
You
and
do.
That's what addictions
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Numbness, failure, unhappiness. It's hard to be successful when it's not sustainable to bully yourself over and over and over again. And when you do bully yourself, you go numb.
So what's the best way, Jason, to change the bully behavior and change the effects of bullying?
Change the energy first. Instead of forcing yourself to do something, change the energy.
In other words, let's just take a moment, look around you, see what energies are in the room. You don't have to be an intuitive to see what's around you. You can feel the anger. You can feel the hate. You can feel the hurt and so on and so on. Sit down, take a nice breath and remove that energy. Put it in the garbage can. That's how you start. Then get up and go clean the toilet if that's what it takes.
Here's the truth of it. And people, they hear about the ecosystem approach and say, oh, this is great. I want to do this. I don't want to program myself anymore.
Right.
I just want to do the ecosystem approach. You know, our whole culture is based on programming. You can't just get rid of it just like that. It doesn't work.
It didn't happen overnight either.
It didn't happen overnight. So, for example, if you're trying to lose weight, clear the energy. And then maybe you want to use self-control to stop having that Coke or clear the energy, and then have the Coke.
That's what it takes. But understand that it's the negative energy that you're holding on to or around you that's creating this need to program yourself.
There's one more part of this that I think is really important. A lot of people don't realize how much negative energy there is.
Right.
So when we're used to thinking about energy, we go into a lotus position and we meditate for 15 minutes or something. Unfortunately, that's usually not enough. our whole ecosystem approach is designed so you can incorporate energy work throughout your day, because there's so much negative energy from all these things, especially programming.
So the ecosystem approach was designed to teach you how to naturally and organically work you. In other words, take care of you.
Instead of programming yourself, do it in a way that's natural and organic to you.
Exactly. So the best way to get yourself to do things in ways that make you better and that are not destructive is what?
Changing the energy first.
With the ecosystem approach. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Bullying yourself is the worst form of bullying. Bullying yourself is often invisible to you and creates many toxic side effects. Always start by changing and removing the negative energy when you try and do something.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. I need you to repeat that for everyone. This is the key, everyone.
Always start by changing and removing the negative energy when you try and do something. And the ecosystem approach helps you learn how to do things in ways that are natural for you.
Good. So I love that.
In this segment, we're going to teach people how to clear real quickly. So for our next segment, we're going to do some clearing to help you with the bullying energies in your life.
Okay.
So to remove negative energies, you don't have to sit in any special position. You don't have to do anything. Just imagine in your mind's eye a trash can. And when we say to eliminate, imagine gathering up those things that we just said and blow them out with a gentle breath and blow them into the trash can. We'll take care of the trash can. We'll empty the trash can. It's our trash can. Just blow those things in your mind eye. If we clear something that doesn't affect you, it's not going to hurt you.
At all.
Yes.
And then what we're going to do is then we're going to activate life force energy. And it's just the reverse of the process. As you inhale, you take into your heart life force energy. We see it as clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing and energy work to help you to begin to remove bully energies from your life and in your life. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about bullying. Now, we're going to do something about it. We're going to start removing that negative energy. So, Jason?
So here we go. Let's do some clearing. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions around all the ways force is used on me and I use on myself. Take a breath.
Nice.
The false belief that bullying or forcing others is not sustainable way to get what I want. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my comfort with allowing others to use force on me. Take a breath.
The veils and illusions around all the programming that's heaped upon me every day in all situations so I can start to see it. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can start to see the effects, the negative effects of programming in my life.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any and all blocks that are keeping me from knowing I can see it. If I can see it, then I can do something about it. And I have to I don't have to do everything all at once. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any impatience I have around getting rid of all programming in my life all at once when that's crazy. Take a breath. The barrier so I can think to change the energy of a situation before I start to program myself or others.
Take a breath. And to eliminate, so I can have the courage to clear away my fears and stand up to bullying in my highest and best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that the bully always has more power than I do.
Oh, that is so not the truth. Take a breath.
The fears, worries, and anxieties I have about not using force on myself. The resistance I have to not program myself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of my fears of actually doing my life different from the programmings and the trainings that I've had all of this lifetime. Take a breath. And here's one of the biggest ones of all. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how I bully myself and how I bully others. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all those toxic side effects that affect me when I program and bully myself. Take a breath.
And by the way, one of those big toxic things is that we wear it by wearing excess weight.
Yes.
Take a breath on that one. I release and let go that programming. Let's do that one again. And to eliminate the programming that I have that says when I'm bullying or being bullied, I have to take on those toxic energies and wear them. But the truth is, no, I don't. Not anymore. Not today and not tomorrow. Take a breath. Should we activate some life force, Jason? All right. Go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the strength to be myself against bullies. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough so I can uncover my essence instead of bullying it.
And covering it up.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can give myself permission to see what the programming is, stop the programming, and use life force energy to change my life.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the courage to clear my fears and stand up to all the bullying and programming in my life, even though I don't necessarily have to change it right now.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
Here's a big one. And activate life force so I can trust that I'll be okay without being perfect.
Yes.
Take a breath. And I have one more major one. And to activate life force energy so I can have the clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, happiness, hope, fun, laughter, love, love of self, of course, and love of not only who I am, but where I am in my life, and know that by using the clearing, I can have anything and everything that I want. Take a breath. Pull in that creator energy, that activated life force energy. Give yourself permission to have it right now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so I can trust that I'm going to be okay without having to bully myself, control a situation, and force a situation.
Nice.
Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is one of my favorite topics. We're going to talk about human potential. Every show we say human potential is infinite with the ecosystem approach. Now we're going to explain it. I'm so excited about this one.
Good, because human potential, when we understand it, then we can say, oh, well, okay, if that's what it means, I can do that.
You know, one of the things that about human potential that I love is that since we're talking about programming, so many people feel like they're a failure, have been thrown away because they weren't able to be programmed in the traditional way. And therefore, they're labeled as a failure, as inappropriate, shameful, bad.
Right.
And if you understand that this approach, this idea of human potential is for those people especially.
Right.
Because we're going to tell you how to get your potential back and put it back on track. Oh, it's so exciting.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter to get the backstory for Living Lighter, not to mention those clearings that we're talking about, how amazing they are.
Well, the most important part of that is that in our newsletter, often I'll tell Patricia's secrets. So if you want to know the real backstory about Patricia, you know, you have to sign up for that newsletter. You know, I've outed her so many times on.
And I'm still with him. I mean, go figure. Okay, so
if you go to our website www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab.
Newsletter tab. Okay.
You can just sign up. We just ask for your name and it's
and your email address.
And it's free.
Yes. Yes. And we don't bug you. We but I have to tell you, people are telling us how much they love those newsletters because they use them all the time. I have one person who goes, she listens to our show and then she goes back and listens to the recordings and she does this while she's at work when people are bugging her. So, okay, this is good. So we'd also love to hear your comments. Our email address is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
I love to be liked. When I get likes on Facebook, it makes me so happy. That's all I can talk about.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.